الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. Dear brothers in Islam, as we move away from the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it becomes difficult to adhere to the teachings of Islam. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was there, Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, they had the blessing and the barakah of his companionship. And that strengthened their deen, the suhbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have the period of sahaba and tabi'een. So naturally, there is a decline. Naturally, there is weakness in iman, weakness in deen. And the more we move away from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more weakness we see and observe. Obviously now, it is nearly 1,500 years after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So a big gap and a big distance. So we are more vulnerable. We are more exposed to challenges. We face many more difficulties if we want to adhere to Islam. Then what is the way forward? How can we make sure that our Islam remains intact? Our deen remains intact, our iman, our yaqeen, how do we preserve it? How do we look after it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us a very simple formula, a simple method. If people remember it and follow it, it becomes easier. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنَ. I leave behind me two things. مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا. If you hold it firmly, لَن تَضِلُّوا. You will never go astray. These two things, if you hold it firmly, لَن تَضِلُّوا. You will never go wrong. You will never be away from Islam. Kitab Allah wa Sunnati. The book of Allah and my Sunnah. Kitab Allah is the key for preserving Islam. Kitab Allah is the magic word for keeping Muslims alive. You see, there have been many religions, and over the time, these religions, they fade away. They become loose. They become diluted. New ideas are added. New interpretations, new meanings are always added. So much so that after a period of time, the religion changes completely. The name is same, but everything inside is different. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal sent him for Tawheed, عيسى عليه السلام. He brought the same message of La ilaha illallah to the people. But after Isa alayhi salam, what happened? New ideas, new interpretations, new concepts, in fact new beliefs. Slowly, slowly the religion has changed. The name is same, but what goes inside is different. In fact, instead of Tawheed, it became Shirk. Wal-iyadu billah. Tawheed is in one direction and Shirk is another direction. Instead of believing in one God, one Allah Azza wa Jal, they started saying that one is not enough. Wal-iyadu billah. Three. Wal-iyadu billah. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. There is no father, there is no son. Because there is nobody like Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is nobody equal to Allah Azza wa Jal. Father and son, they share characteristics. Father and son, they have something similar. They have something in common. And that's why, you know, if you see a son after a period of time, you remember the father. It almost like son replaces the father. Nobody can replace Allah Azza wa Jal. Nobody can replace Allah Al-Qadir, Al-Muqtadir, Al-Wahid, Al-Samad, Al-Qahir, Al-Qahar. Nobody can come closer to him, because everything other than Allah Azza wa Jal is khalq, is creation. And Allah Azza wa Jal, his creator. So religion changed after a period of time. But the beauty of Islam is that Allah Azza wa Jal has preserved this deen. Allah Azza wa Jal has kept this deen intact. So now, with the tawfiq of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have the same deen which was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we have the same Quran that was revealed to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Indeed, we have revealed this dhikr, dhikr yani kitab, the book. And indeed, we will preserve it. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he revealed the book. And Allah has preserved the book. And because of the book, the deen is preserved. You ask any child, any Muslim child, from any part of the world, how many gods are there? You say, Astaghfirullah. What kind of question is this? There is only one God, Allah Azza wa Jal. You ask anybody from any part of the world, will there be any Nabi, any Prophet after Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You say no. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was Khatamun Nabiyyin. And after him there is no Nabi. So we are not expecting any Nabi. Neither we are looking towards anybody else other than Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad is not father of any men among you, but rather he is a messenger of Allah. And he is the last and final of the prophets. Clearly in the Quran, خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Because of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has preserved the deen. Deen is preserved. Deen is looked after. all the beliefs of deen. Iman bil akhirah. After this life, there is another life. Or are we going to come back to this life? Like some people, they say that people come back to this life 7 times. You ask any Muslim, he will say, after this life, there is akhirah. No coming back to this life. Allah gave you a chance, that's it. No more chance. وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ Sur will be blown. Sur will be blown. And then you will see them rising from the graves and rushing towards the Lord. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ You will say, Who is waking up from our sleep? We were sleeping. We were relaxed. Who is waking up? It will be said, well, this is what the Rahman has promised. Allah has promised. Rather, after this life, there will be another life where everybody has to give account to everything they have done. Everything we have done. We have done with our hands. We have done with our tongues and we have done with our hearts. Because the amal of the heart is also amal. If we like somebody, if we dislike somebody, if we love somebody, if we hated somebody, if we feel jealous about somebody, if we have hasad about somebody, if we have arrogance, I am better than anybody. Anything, everything that goes in our heart, we have to give account. Allah will say, why did you say it that way? Why did you show arrogance to your Muslim brother? Do you think that you are better than him? Today I will show you who is better. On the day of judgment, it will become apparent. Who is better in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal? Because in dunya, people have different criteria. In dunya, people look for zahir. In dunya, people judge according to what is apparent. But what is hidden only known to Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Today we will seal their mouth. The mouth will be sealed. خلاص. No more blah 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 blah. No more talking. No more explanation. No more justification. No more excuses. I did not pray because of this. I did not come to the masjid because I was busy at home. I could not do this because I had a party with my friends. I missed Salah because we had wedding at home. No more excuses. Today we will seal their mouth. Their hands will speak. And their legs will give witness. If we went to a place, why did we go there? What was the purpose? What was the intention? Everything, anything. The legs, they will speak. Allahu Akbar. Allah will enable our skin to speak. Ajeeb. وَتَشْهَدَ رُجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ So the belief in Akhirah is well known. All the Muslims, they know that after this life, another life. How come people know this very clearly? People know this very clearly, very obviously because of the Quran. Because of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims we know that there are angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, Kiraman Katibin, etc. Hafaza. Even the children, they know. The Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to bring Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people die, Israel will come and take the soul. Although the belief in the angels is very much unseen, we do not usually see Malaika. But we know this, alhamdulillah, very clearly, very obviously. That is just because of the Quran. Because in the Quran is mentioned very openly, very clearly. As long as the Quran is there, the deen will be there, inshallah. So the secret for preserving our deen is Kitabullah. If we adhere to Kitabullah, our deen will be safe. If we remain in contact, close contact, if you remain in touch, regular in touch, not in Ramadan, you know, it's still now Rajab is not come. Inshallah, Rajab will come and Shaaban will come, and in Ramadan we will open the Quran. 2 more months to go. Quran is there for us, for our benefit. Every day, just 5 minutes, 5 minutes for the Quran. Please, brother, whoever is the child, look after the child. 5 minutes for the Quran. The easy thing, before any salah or after any salah, once a day, just 5 minutes. Believe me, if you just stick to 5 minutes, slowly, slowly you will see barakah. Slowly, slowly you will see barakah. Also, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kitabullahi wa sunnati. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day, just 5 minutes, you know, in the masjid, 5 minutes at home, read one hadith, read two hadith, khalas. One hadith a day at home with the family, two hadith in the masjid with your brothers. If we do it every day, you will see the barakah. You will see barakah in your iman. You will see barakah in your taqwa. You will see the energy inside you to get up and to do it. Alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jal, He gives tawfiq. And we have normal people, not like hafiz, alim, no. Normal people, every day they read 2-3 juz. Many brothers, they tell me, that every week, every 10 days, they finish the Quran. Not in Ramadan, throughout the year. Throughout the year. That is possible. If we cannot finish in week and 10 days, well, we can finish in 1 month. If we cannot finish in 1 month, we can finish in 3-4 months. Right? But just give 5 minutes. This is important. Giving time for the Quran. And giving time for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learning the Quran, learning the meaning of the Quran, learning the tafsir of the Quran with ulama. Learning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Learning the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with ulama is the key to preserve our deen. At least once a week we should spend some time with an alim and learn some meaning of the Quran. One page, half a page, one ayah, few ayat. At least once a week, we should spend some time with the alim and learn some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, every day they used to spend time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will not be relaxed until they come and they spend time with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can we spend time with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now? His hadith, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we cannot do it every day, at least once a week, we should spend some time with the alim and learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.